there is nothing I like more than sitting down with a good book and reading on a favourite subject. My specialist interest is English history, and when I'm working on one of my Bald Explorer video productions, I often have my nose in a number of good tomes researching the subject. The wonderful people at Google have been scanning out-of-print books for a while now, and I do find this an invaluable service. There are all sorts of publications available, including historic newspapers, the classics, and potted digests on a variety of subjects. For me, the greatest of all are the local town guides, often written in the mid-19th century, and usually by a vicar or pastor. Once you get used to the old-fashioned language and turn of phrase used in such publications, they can be most enlightening, and in many instances reveal facts that the modern town guides have long forgotten, or have deemed not of interest to the modern-day tourist. I love them. I also like the fact that you can download a PDF version of the book to your computer or mobile device and read it later rather than be tied to the computer there and then. I occasionally select the plain text version because it enables me to cut and paste certain sections of the text which I may want to refer to in the future. Another thing these ancient books contain is beautiful line drawings. These are also out of copyright and can be printed off, framed, or used, as I occasionally do, in video productions. These are great references for places or houses that have long since gone, or show scenes that are utterly uncluttered by modern buildings and recent transport infrastructure. I do miss this type of art form. It's all too easy these days to bung in a photo into our blog text and not bother about the older art form. The pen and ink has a certain romance about it and is very evocative of days gone by. Of course, by far the most convenient thing about this type of material is that you do not have to venture out on a cold, wet day to the local library or be limited to working hours to do your research. The joy of working from home, on the move, or even in a hotel room while away on business is wonderful. You can, of course, cross-check references or facts with other online websites instantly, and you only need pause for another cup of tea or a trip to the bathroom. What luxury! Having amassed a pile of notes from all this research, it's now just a question of what to do with it all, and in my case, to turn it into a video script that will be equally as interesting to the viewer when the programme is eventually made as it was for me, the researcher, who sifted through the stuff in the first place.